It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It is election day, but don't worry. We don't vote for a winner in Are You Smarter Than Katie. We battle it out. Are you smarter than Katie?
Yes.
Yes. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. And the jackpot today is $300, Elizabeth. Welcome to the show.
Oh. Hello.
Elizabeth, $300. Good news, though. Win or lose, you're going to get a pair of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Golden One Center on November 27th, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Kay's leaving the studio. Are you ready to play?
Yes. And I have my 11-year-old daughter with me helping and playing, too.
All righty. That's fine with us. People can gang up on Katie. It happens all the time. Question one. Today is election day. If you need to know where your voting location is, right now we have it set up for you. Text the word VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 916-909-1065. Go vote in person today. Remember, your work has to give you time off to go do it as well. Which California prop does not exist for voting today? Raising the minimum wage, codifying gay marriage in the Constitution, or banning artificial colors from food?
Can you repeat the first one real quick?
Raising the minimum wage.
I think it's raising the minimum wage.
Question two. Drew Barrymore said that she discovered her daughter watching her movie 50 First Dates one day, but what shocked her was who she was watching it with. It was with Adam Sandler's daughter, and they were both watching it for the first time. What made Lucy lose her memory in 50 First Dates?
A car accident.
Question three, Tom Holland has completely taken himself off social media, and when you're a famous person dating another famous person, you don't get to see each other very much. So how does he keep tabs on his famous girlfriend? He said he Googles her and he reads news stories. Who is his famous girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know.
You want to take a guess?
I'm really bad with names.
Okay, that's fine. Question four. Quincy Jones has tragically passed away at the age of 91. He was a total legend in the music industry and was responsible for writing and producing some of the biggest hits of the last 50 years. Which Michael Jackson song did he not create? Man in the Mirror, Billie Jean, or Thriller?
Billie Jean.
All righty. And question five. Elon Musk was being sued by the DA of Philly to stop his $1 million lottery to convince people to vote for Trump, but he won that lawsuit yesterday and is allowed to continue it. However, he admitted in his defense that it is not a lottery like he said it was, and everyone who wins have been pre-selected, which now makes it allegedly illegal. So that's fun. He has given away $16 million in a month. How many million is that per week?
Oh, what's the number?
16. Three seconds. Three, two, one. We gotta move on. That's all right. Okay. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And ladies, where are we off to today?
We have a field trip to go to today, and we are going to school.
That is exciting. What kind of field trip are we going to on Election Day?
Here, she can tell you.
We're going to see a play, and I think it's called James and the Giant Peach.
I love James and the Giant Peach.
That's fun. Roald Dahl. Yeah, it's very cute. Do you know where you're going to see it?
I can't remember. Some theater. I get to go as a chaperone.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
That's so fun. You're going to have so much fun. You're going to have so much fun. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Today's Election Day. You know that. You know where you're voting?
Yep.
Okay. If you don't, again, text VOTE to 909-1065. Do it in person. And again, remember, your work has to give you time to go vote. Which California prop does not exist, Katie?
Okay.
Raising the minimum wage, codifying gay marriage into the Constitution, or banning artificial colors from food?
The artificial colors.
That is correct. The others are minimum wage is Prop 32, and codifying the gay marriage, redefining it in the Constitution is Prop 3.
Codifying?
Codifying.
I don't think it's codifying.
I've heard it pronounced both ways.
I've never heard that.
All right. Question two. Drew Barrymore said she discovered her daughter watching her movie 51st Dates, and it was shocking because she was watching it with Adam Sandler's daughter.
Oh, that's cute.
And they were watching it together for the first time. What made Lucy lose her memory in 51st Dates?
I think a car accident.
It was a car crash, yes. I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Okay.
Crash.
Not me.
Cray crash. What I've heard. Question three. Tom Holland has completely taken himself off of social media. And when you're a famous person, dating another famous person, you don't get to see them very much. So how does he keep tabs on his famous girlfriend? He said he Googles her and he reads news stories about her.
Wow.
Seems like you're snooping.
Well, it seems like you could just send her a text.
Right. Who is his famous girlfriend?
Oh, Zendaya.
It is Zendaya.
Zendaya. No.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it pronounced both
ways.
Question. Yeah.
They've been together a while.
Yeah.
Cute.
Question four. Quincy Jones died.
I know.
He was 91, legend in the music industry, wrote some of the biggest hits of the last 50 years. Which Michael Jackson song did he not create?
Okay.
Man in the Mirror, okay. Billie Jean, or Thriller? 3 seconds.
I'm going to say Man in the Mirror.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right. Wow. And question five. Elon Musk was being sued by the DA of Philly to stop his $1 million lottery to convince people to vote for Donald Trump. But he won that lawsuit yesterday, and he is allowed to continue it just in time. However, in order to win that, in his defense, he admitted that it wasn't a lottery like he said it was, and every winner has been pre-selected, which, and I'm not sure why, but opens him up to legal problems now. So I guess that is considered more election interference. But anyway, though, he's given away $16 million in a month.
Okay.
How many millions is that per week?
So in 1 month, he's given away... Oh, boy. So in 1 month, he's given away $16 million.
Uh-huh.
Is what you said?
Uh-huh. Is this that hard, Kevin?
No, okay. It's not.
Do you want to...
No, I wasn't sure, because they struggled with it as well, making sure that maybe my math was wrong.
It's not that hard.
Okay, all right.
I could do it mentally.
Good job. You can just buzz.
Okay.
16 divided by 4, 4 million.
4 million. 4 million a week.
Division.
Division.
Right. Gets me every time.
Lucy or Elizabeth, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Final score. Ladies, you got 1. Katie got 4.
Oh.
She got 4. God. Holy cow. It's an Election Day miracle. All right, we're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. It keeps growing, ladies and gentlemen. What is it that you ladies have to tell us?
Today, we're not smarter than Katie.
Oh, no, not today.
But stay on hold because we're going to hook you up with Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets and enjoy the musical, okay?
All right, thank you.
You got it. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.